Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said a mule cannot kick while he's pulling, nor can he pull while he's kicking. I think there's a great deal of truth in that, and perhaps we need to listen and make application in regard to our lives. We're very happy to have the privilege of Bible study again today. We're glad that you listen, and we invite you to tell others about the program so that we might study with as many people as possible about the Word of God. Let's return now to our study, and we were looking at the fact that Jude said, I had in mind to write concerning the common salvation, but it became necessary for me to write that you earnestly contend for the faith. When I speak about that, and when Jude writes about it, there are people who sort of cringe in our present philosophy in regard to life. We're being told again and again, all over the television, the radio, in every public meeting, we're being told again and again, don't ever speak anything against what somebody else believes. And that's the doctrine that has been called pluralism, or the doctrine that is commonly related to the political correctness of our age. Is that a Bible doctrine? Does the Bible teach that we ought never to speak out against anything? Well, very obviously, those who purport this doctrine really have not taken the time to think it through. The Bible is not a book of compromise, a book that tells us you believe anything that you want to. In fact, you don't even have to believe the Bible. And others should just back off from you and let you do whatever you want to do. I recall recently we were coming through Columbus, Ohio, and I listened on the radio, and they were telling about one of the motels there in the town that was featuring a convention for those who are morally corrupt and bankrupt as far as moral conduct is concerned. One of the gentlemen who was a part of that tried to defend himself by simply backing off the person who was condemning such conduct by saying, don't you know the Bible says, judge not that you be not judged. Now, I suppose every person who has a false idea in his mind and doesn't want anybody to speak out against what he's saying has memorized that verse sometime in the past. Matthew 7 and verse 1, judge not that you be not judged. Isn't it interesting that the book of John chapter 7 and verse 28 says, judge righteous judgment. Does the Bible tell us don't ever look at the action of another person and speak out against what he's doing? Is that the teaching of the Word of God, or is that a misinterpretation of Matthew 7 and verse 1? Friends, there is a need in our world today for people to have enough courage to stand up against the moral decay which is so evident in our world. Why would a hotel or a motel sponsor a group of people who are perverted in their thinking and allow them to use that particular facility as a way of promoting and having part in that which is totally in violation of moral conduct? The justification is we don't judge anybody. Everybody has a right to do what he wants to do. I wonder how far people are willing to take that. Does the murderer have a right to take the life of another person and nobody ought to say anything against murder? Do people who violate little children, do they have a right to do that? And should we back off and not judge those who are guilty of such conduct? Friends, you can see the folly of that kind of conduct. The Bible gives to us a book that is a standard of right and wrong. It gives us things that are morally right and that will help us to be the kind of person we want to be. It also is aware of the fact that there are people who are corrupt in their thinking and who go in another direction. Now, which should we do? Should we stand with our hands folded while others promote their immorality? Or should we stand up for what is right? Jude says, I wanted to write about the common salvation, but I needed to write to you and help you to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Doesn't standing up for right mean anything? Contending for the faith, doesn't that mean anything? How do I contend for the faith without speaking against religious error? Does the Bible teach that there's error in the world? Obviously, many passages. Jesus said this, Beware of those who come unto you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. In other words, be careful, because there are those round about who are teaching wrong doctrine. Paul, when he called the Ephesian elders together in the book of Acts, chapter 20, told those elders that he had not shunned to declare unto them the whole counsel of God. He didn't keep back anything that was profitable unto them, but rather he had earnestly contended for what was right before God. Friends, we need preachers in our pulpits who have that same determination. We need people in the pews who believe in the Bible strong enough that they're going to speak in regard to those things that are right. As the Ephesian letter chapter 6 says, having done all to stand therefore. Take a stand and be firm and committed in regard to the idea of truth and error. The world is filled with error. Peter tells us there were false prophets in time past, and there shall be false teachers among you. In 1 John 4 and verse 1, John says, Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits to see whether they be of God. For many false prophets have gone into the world. Is it true that there is religious error? Yes, indeed. Should Christian people just stand back and say nothing because it's not politically correct to speak out against the beliefs of others? You know, it amazes me that those who contend you must not speak out against the belief of anyone, they don't hesitate for a minute speaking out against any person who speaks out against false doctrine. They speak out and say he has no right to do that. It's a double standard, isn't it? Well, we appreciate the opportunity of study again today. I do hope you'll listen again tomorrow. In the meantime, remember, it was Jesus who said, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.